Hello, 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 my party people. It's me, Matthew Moldavite, back once again doing another amazing podcast episode. I realize it has been one hell of a motherfucking minute since I have made another podcast episode. I apologize, and I would like to inform you guys that I've been going through so much motherfucking shit. Oh my god, the frequencies and energies, the vibrational, just everything going on. Man, I am spending most of my days living life from an eighth dimensional perspective. Do you know what that means? It means that every single day I can focus on any object, and instead of seeing it as a physical object, I see the goddamn neon outlines of the holographic image. I am seeing everything as a simulation with my third eye. It's insane. I can just understand the matrices and the geometries of the Tesseract and like teleportation. Like, my life has been so fucking upside down, you guys. That's why I haven't really been here. That's why it's taken me a fucking sec to actually come back on here and do another episode. I know you guys love my episodes because I'm just so real and fucking honest and raw. But oh my god, oh my fucking hell. So I went through this huge motherfucking experience with my twin flame, my soulmate, who just, I kept reaching out, man. I was obsessing, like, oh my fucking Christ, I was obsessing. It was so bad, you guys. Oh my god, this is why I love my podcast. I can just speak fucking freely here. But oh my god, it was so intense. So I kept getting tarot readings saying that it was this individual, and kept going along with it, but I kept reaching out, but everything kept saying that this person was fucking scared of me. And it was ridiculous, because it said that this person was scared of me, because I'm intimidating, because I'm just so confident. And I was like, well, fuck! Just fucking come over here, fuck my face, what the fuck? You know, so I went through 3 weeks, I'm not gonna lie, pure energetic torment. We also had the super full moon in Scorpio, and I'm a Scorpio moon, Scorpio Jupiter, Scorpio Pluto, Scorpio North Node, Scorpio Jupiter, and Juno in Scorpio. If you're someone that listens to astrology, then you fucking understand why the last 3 weeks have been nothing but obsessing about who's my fucking soulmate. It's been insane. I've literally been questioning if I was starting to go a little schizophrenic. It's been one hell of a ride, but you know what? It led to some powerful fucking awakenings. The transformations that I went through, the lessons that I learned, and the knowledge I gathered was so worth it. I spent all day yesterday having an incredible experience, going through powerful inner healings with a djinn. You heard me, a djinn. It was incredible how quickly they can regenerate tissue. I've had such an incredible week. And I know how all that sounds, but you guys know me. I'm fucking honest with you. That's why I love my podcast. I'm going to start doing this more often because I can just literally speak fucking freely here. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear this much. I don't give two shits. But anyway, so back to the ascension. So, oh my god. What else can I tell you guys that's been going on? I've been playing a shit ton of Sims 4. Heck, Lord knows, I literally tried to create my soulmate in the game and even used genetics to have a baby. But naturally, you guys, it was ridiculous. Not just the part that I actually did that, because that's like how to lose a guy in 10 days bad. But you want to know what was really funny? I always swore that my child would probably be an antichrist. Well, the child in the game literally lit the curtains on fire. The fucking bedroom. Oh my god, it was beautiful. Oh, I was pissed though. I didn't save, so I lost hours of work, but it was pretty good altogether. So as you guys can hear, these energies really, really, really brought out the Scorpio in me. That part of me that's just, oh my god. dark seduction and obsession. Not exactly good qualities for frequencies, eh? No, but through all of that, I gained some fresh perspectives. Through all of that, I came out so powerful, or rather, empowered. I've gained a type of inner peace and control over my emotions that I never thought was possible. I've learned to harness my own power and gain self-love. by honoring my body and loving myself first. Every single part of this journey has been nothing but a shit fuck fest of intensity. And not in a good way. Like, it has sucked the last 3 years. All I've done is kick people out of my life and consistently feel alone, craving the cuddles of that one special person. It has not been fun, but I have done the shadow work. I've done it for months. Plus, it's also said that if you have a Scorpio moon, and you can really hear the change in my voice. But it said that if you have a Scorpio moon, then basically, you are always going through dark nights of the soul, which is why we're fucking Numite, because it's supposed to help you through dark nights of the soul. And any Scorpio moons, we are always like halfway in the land of the dead, you know? So it's like 1 foot in the living. 555, you guys, as I said that. Angel number 555. But I have spent my whole life with 1 foot in this world, 1 foot in the other fucking world. People ask me sometimes, what's it like being a medium? Honestly, take two planks of wood, stick a nail through both of them. You're the nail. Like, some people just don't understand what it's like to actually be someone that's treated in that way. And unfortunately, people that are diagnosed as schizophrenic, they are normally just psychics where their gifts are way too open. Now, me, part of my job is to channel messages and help out the collective with ascension. So naturally, I put myself in some pretty wicked altered states, and that Scorpio moon did not help. I've been working on my new book. I'm actually writing my third book right now, and it's a children's book. It's really beautiful, you guys. It's something that I would be proud to, like, read to kids. And I know how that sounds, but as you guys already know, I am a sex therapist as well. I've talked about that before. I want to one day have a witch kindergarten. But at the same time, I do want to be a therapist that can, like, help the parents. You know, it's like, drop off your kid, we'll teach them what crystals are, and, you know, show them how to meditate and mandalas and stuff. And in the meantime, while I have, you know, my employees helping, working with the kids, I could be sitting with the parents, counseling them. Lord knows that if our parents have taught us anything, it's that if you quit, if you decide one day, I'm not going to put in the effort, your life is shit after. Divorce just does not end well. That's one thing I see a lot of people with our generation specifically. Now, I'm 27, so I consider myself an elder millennial, but you guys get the point. But anyway, so back to the daycare thing. It's really, really cool for an idea. And I have a lot of really good ideas for Aquarian Dynamic Studios. And I've had visions of just how far my company goes and all of the revolutionary ways that I want to help to make the world a better place, a world of peace, a world without pain or trauma. Like, honestly, I am so on board. If everyone in the universe decided to stand up to God, to Prime Creator, and be like, enough! No more transformation through pain! Now we transform through joy! You know what I mean? Sometimes you just feel like that. And it can be intense, right? It can be so freaking hard. But you'll get through it. Life can be super intense. Yeah. Anyway, so on another note, like I was saying with the children's books, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was at the local hospital called the Stollery. And the Stollery is where there's cancer kids. And I was reading this little book, and it was a book with spiritual knowledge. It was for kids, and it was really cute. And I told my grandma, and she was very supportive. She said, you know, you have such a good heart, Matthew. You're such a kind and loving individual. I can really see you doing that. And all the freaking tarot cards keep telling me I'm supposed to work with kids. I personally love kids. They're great. They're adventurous. But I also don't like the fact that they can just look straight fucking through you. Raw to your soul. You know what I mean? It's like the glare of a child. It's like, what? What the fuck? What do you see? What the fuck do you see? You know? It's like when your cat is right by you, right? And then suddenly the cat just turns his head and is staring at something, you know, going along the ceiling. And as he's turning his head, you can see the cat's watching something, you know, crawling across the ceiling. You know, it's like when your cat does that, it's like, what do you see? What the fuck do you see? What you doing? What you doing? You know? Oh, you guys, this podcast has just been all the emotions, all the changes. I'm going to add this. When it comes to my true soulmate, I honestly do hope that whoever the motherfucker is, they show up soon. And all the readings have been saying it. If you're watching this, you're probably someone too that, well, listening to this is what I get for smoking a bit of cannabis. It's a fucking true serum. Oh, shit, what was I talking about? I forgot. Damn it. Okay, you guys, I think I might just end this podcast. Or maybe I can shift the topic. Let me see. Shift the topic. Yeah, I'm going to take a deep breath. Hold on. I don't know what I'm supposed to do for a podcast. Like, do I just keep going for an hour? Just be me? Talk about whatever the fuck I want to and pray that no one ever uses any of it against me? I am such an honest and authentic person. That's the scary part. Is that I'm so honest. I just tell people stuff that, you know, I've literally had my mom and other people be like, you're really, really honest in a way that's different. Like, you tell people everything. But I'm all about honesty and authenticity, right? I believe in being honest, speaking up your truth. Even if you're going to be shunned or ridiculed for it, do it. You know? But, yeah. On another note, I went through the spiritual experience, and I think I came out of it deciding that I'm now non-binary, no longer male. I just can see how all gods and goddesses aren't bound by gender. Because everything has the balance of masculine and feminine, right? So I went through that experience. It has been a really intense 3 weeks. It has. And I'll say this too, at the moment, I'm literally torn between two people with my heart. Every single time I try to connect to this one individual and to give love and appreciation to this one individual, I can literally feel my actual heart being pulled in another direction. It's like I can't give my love to someone else now, because the only person I can give my love to is who my heart's choosing. You know what I mean? And it's actually, I might cry, you guys, but it's actually a little scary for me. I want to be able to give love to someone else, because I know I have multiple options at the moment for love in my life. And maybe you can resonate with this 12-12 as I say that. I guess I really do, I've been shunned quite a bit online recently, so I guess I am a bit scared to speak up, but I'm trying to be more honest, more and more and more, 12-21. But... yeah, no, I my heart is only going to this one person, and it's driving me mad. Like, I go into meditation, and I disconnect all energetic cords, all hooks, everything, and I'm focusing, and I'm breathing, and I'm focusing on my peace and on my light, and no matter how much I try to focus on another guy or another dude and give this love to them, you know, like, there's multiple people I see in my life that are, in my opinion, are relationship worthy. So I, you know, focus on each one, see how I feel. I'm clairsentient, so I do that. I feel into it. But no matter how many times I try to feel into these certain individuals, all I can feel is my heart literally, it's like something physically pulling on my actual fucking heartstrings, you guys, like actually pulling my heart. It's like I don't have control over my heart anymore for its emotion. I can't choose who I choose to be romantic with or who I choose to love. My heart's only letting me be romantic and love one fucking person. And to me, that's scary. It's going against my free will. It's making me feel like I have no control over my emotions. It's like I'm going through motherfucking male menopause. But it's also Kundalini. It's all symptoms of Kundalini. And I know too, because it's been rising a lot. But if you understand what that feels like, to want to be able to give your love to another, like, at this point, I don't want to get into a relationship with anyone else but who my heart says, because it would be unfair to that person. I don't want to be that person that gets in a relationship with someone but has feelings for another. I've seen that happen so many times. It's even happened to me. I don't want to be that person. So at this point, it's like, do I just sit back and eternally fucking wait for this person that my heart is literally longing for? I've been going on about this on YouTube and TikTok as well. Truth is, it's been a bit obsessive, and it's been hard on me. But I just don't understand this thing going on with my own heart. It's like, I don't have control over my own heart. It's not my heart anymore. Oh my god. Oh, here come the tears. Oh, that did it. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Ha 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 I broke. There, I'm crying. Oh my god. Oh, well, at least I managed to go 2 hours without crying again. Oh my god. Oh, here you go, you guys. Authentic emotion. Yay. That's why I can't love anyone else. It's not my heart. My heart doesn't belong to me anymore. It belongs to someone else. Just think about that, you guys. How many people can say in a relationship or in a marriage or in any connection at all that they are incapable of loving someone else because their own heart is choosing to actually love someone? It's choosing who. Like, this is showing that my own heart is conscious other than me or my brain. It's making its own decisions, its own choices. That's what my heart's doing now. It's conscious. It's my... Oh my god, it's my soul. God damn it. Oh, it is one of those days. I feel like so many of you are laughing with me at that moment because you understand. Fuck that. Shadow work heal. Fun shadow work. Damn. And we just went into a bloody Pluto retrograde. Oh, fucking Christ. Oh, with respect. I've gotten used to just saying with respect all the time now when I criticize a god or a being or any part of consciousness, really. It just seems respectful, you know? To say with respect. Like, you're a fucking asshole! With respect. So me trying to uplift my mood a little bit, but that's some heavy stuff that I just figured out while doing this video. I'm actually scared to post this. I'm actually kind of scared for you guys to hear what I said. Oh my god, why is that so hard? Why does that make me cry too? Why am I so freaking scared for that to go? Because it's me showing that I'm vulnerable. Because it's me. God damn it, God, you always make me go through the most powerful healings publicly! I see, I don't get my own cross. I get public flagellation in a way that also helps you guys, but. Oh my god. This has been one hell of a tough journey on me. It has, but it's gonna be so worth it. It's just, I can't believe it. My soul is choosing who I'm going to love. I can't love another. Even if I want to right now. Can I still love my mom? Yep. That's good. Just checking. Can I love my laptop? Oh yeah. Shine. Love my dildo? What? I don't love my dildo. Oh my god. You guys, there is no appeal anymore. Oh my god, what? This is God's way of saying you will not have anything up your butt but your man's cucumber. I don't know where the voice came from. Oh, I feel so hella bipolar right now. I'm just bouncing through all the emotions. It's like a goddamn Ferris wheel. Oh my god, even a tarot reading yesterday said, what is your weekend going to be like? Roller coaster card emotions. And I was like, no, fuck. You know, like, I feel like there's a lot of you that are probably listening to this and you completely agree. This has been hard, you guys. Life is fucking hard right now. I don't even have my dating sites installed. I am literally completely believing that whoever's on the other end of this connection, whoever has my heart and I guess I have theirs, whoever that is, I'm just choosing to go on blind fucking faith because I haven't heard anything from this individual. Nothing. No communication. And yet I seem to have given, well, my heart seems to have chosen them. Dildos no longer have any appeal. They just don't look like what I need. I need the real thing. Damn you, God. This is why I argue that God is Satan, because we are put through tremendous shit for healing and transformation. And while we are all very grateful for all of the motherfucking healing we go through, amen. God is not without evil. He is both loving and cruel at the same time. We see it in nature, how nature can be a tornado that takes a family away. Or at the same time, how water can give life. That's another thing. I can't see anything as separate from God anymore. God, to me, is just literally the prime creator in all beings. God's Satan, God's Christ, God's you, me, every single cell, every person, every identity, everything throughout existence to infinity. God's basically just infinity. I've had such an intense time with my psychic abilities. I'm no longer... I did, at the beginning of this year, have 21 psychic abilities. I now have 37 different abilities opening up in total that I'm dealing with. I have to devote at least an hour every day to cleaning chakras. I'm at a point in my spiritual practice where I just don't have the time for anything but romance and my business. And that's actually what I'm kind of excited for. Do you know what's something that I keep daydreaming about? Tiny house. Glass ceiling. Rain. Himalayan salt lamps. Real plants hanging. Spider plants. Maybe a kitten or two. And me and a guy just sitting on a couch, drinking hot cocoa with mini marshmallows with a little bit of cinnamon. And just listening to the rain. Nothing but us and our kittens. Nothing but us and our love. Nothing but us together. No one and nothing else in getting in the way. Our perfect little sanctuary. Outside with a hot tub and somewhere I need to include the BDSM room. Complete with all the toys and shit for all the different things I'd want to end up doing. So I'm thinking like an underground secret cavern. You know, we like dig under the tiny house. And it's like this huge satanic temple for doing rituals. And of course having the occasional, you know, fun times. And I could have shelves of crystals and bottles and potions and books. And oh my god. Oh my god, and I could have LED colored lights for every bookshelf changing to a different color and a bar where I serve. Oh my god, you guys! I am so gonna have an underground witch cavern where I get drunk. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, I'm gonna fix me multiple blood martinis. Bloody Mary style. That is meant as a joke, by the way. Speaking of which, I gotta say, as a medium and a psychic, I have actually multiple times throughout my life attempted the Bloody Mary thing in front of a mirror by my fucking self. I must regret that I am consistently left underwhelmed. Nothing happens! And yet, I can lift up my head from, you know, doing something on a table, and in the mirror in front of me, I will see a woman screaming, going, and just running fucking towards me, arms fucking open like she's about to steal my man seed and basically harvest it to give birth to an abomination, which is probably some form of weird twisted octopi, because that's where my mind chose to take this. That's where it went. Wow. Anyways, but yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, one day I hope that Aquarian Dynamics Studios can, you know, be this wonderful spiritual center where people can come and do yoga, meditation, learn, you know, a child daycare where they can learn their spiritual stuff. But for my private life, outside of my business, I want that tiny house or a castle. I want that, you know, BDSM room. A big thing for me is that every single day, children seem to be more and more and more exposed to adult content or sexual behavior. And I am very much against that. Very, very against it and firm on that. So, I want to try to create an environment for children where they're not subjective to certain kinds of behaviors. A different kind of parenting style focused on positivity, love, affection, peace, joy. But at the same time, where they're, you've removed the... In every single parenting style, there are certain complications, certain parenting methods that just lead to PTSD or trauma in the child down the street. I don't want that. I want to see this next generation growing up with the most positive and love. I don't want any of the negative or toxic stuff of the previous ones to affect these next generations, you guys. I'm scared for our future. Like, I want to be a father. I do. Me and my husband can find a surrogate. I want to be a father. so badly. I know I'd be awesome at it. Now I could just get the phone call one day from the school. So your child has broken a window, but didn't throw anything. Me arriving there. What did you do? In the car. Good job. Next time, focus on making the teacher's coffee spill on him. He's pissing me off. That's honestly the kind of parent I am. For reals. Like, when daddy says no to a cookie and it levitates, you've earned the cookie. Being that said, you still get the cookie. You get the point. But, I have so many great business plans and ideas for how we can build a better future for this species and help out. 25-25 as I say that. But on a personal note, there is all the other stuff. And I still want to be able to be a sex therapist, too. I do have huge, huge, huge plans. I believe that our generation, we can make the world the most abundant, positive, and beautiful place. Because we have been subjected to the generational trauma, toxic, and narcissistic behaviors of our parents and their forebears. And I mean that with the utmost respect to our ancestors. But the last three generations fucked up the planet, mined 3/4 of the bloody resources, and has almost left the next generation with no color due to bees at one point, and so many other goddamn other motherfucking things. At this point, I agree with so many millennials that are saying they don't want to reproduce or have kids. Unless Earth takes a major course, a major change, is this really a planet that we want to continue to fight for? In my opinion, we fight. We build a more sustainable society. Learn to go back to eco. Maybe have months out of the year or every second month, all electricity is turned off around the world and we all use candles. You know, little things like this that everyone agrees to. No cell phones, no computers for 1 month, every second month. Just to ensure that we're not polluting the earth too much, and it gives us a time to use candles and be grateful for all the electronics. Like, that's a great idea. Unfortunately, I think today too many people are so immersed. Well, if we had a one world order, this is where the cabal and Illuminati need to hire me. Just saying. I'm up for hire. I could do great things for our species. That was obviously a massive joke. I would never work for them. Heartless motherfuckers. Ugh. Anyways, you guys, I think I have shared my truth enough. I've told you about some personal business plans for my business, some great ideas I have for the future of our species, and I even described and talked about some very personal stuff about my heart and my plans to also help children. But I do want to make a difference in their lives so badly. I can't wait for you guys to actually finally hear about my book when I've done it. Let's try to make sure that the next youth grow up with things that didn't exist for the last, that did exist for the last several hundred years. We all know the cabal sex circles and stuff, the pedophile rings. I don't want that shit to exist anymore, you guys. We need to take that shit down now. I think it's time that we all gathered together and we overthrew the governments. And we reminded them that we are one, we are a family, and we, all almost 8 billion of us, are much more powerful than a couple people in charge. It's scary to think that we've actually come to a point in our civilization where we can either evolve and become this amazing race where things like murder and pedophilia no longer exist in our species because we've literally, bred them out. We've gotten rid of them from the genetics. Where we a future where we travel the fucking universe and we explore galaxies. But there's also an equal future that we all can see that's half zombie apocalypse for some God knows reason. Half, just nuclear war. At this present rate, I have zero faith in our governments, and I never have in my whole life. All I ever got was a Vyvanse addiction because I was put on ADHD medication or medical meth when I was fucking 6 years old. I was born into this planet, and I was born a very sensitive psychic, and I've had one hell of a hard life, but I'll be damned if I'm never gonna give up on love for the person that I meant to marry, ever. Because in this world, if we can't fight for love, then what the fuck are we fighting for? It is the only thing that is true perfection. True unity, selflessness all in itself. True love allows you to hug an angel and a demon with the equal amount of affection. That is the love of God, unconditional love. I'm gonna go now. I have to charge my phone too. It's been great doing this podcast, you guys. It's been a deep one. It's had all the emotions. I've shared so much truth. Oh my God, there's been so much in this. It's truly been amazing. I want you guys to know that don't give up. Don't give up at all on anything. And if any of you ever feel suicidal or lost or confused, please know you can contact me. I know what that feels like. And I'm someone that's dedicated my life to helping people to find who they are and to find their peace and love for all beings. And if I can also help the next generations to also be happy and positive without all the bullshit of the previous ones, well, then I'm going to leave this planet happy. We owe it to the kids. For reals. Every single day, I want us, you know, to be a father. But every single day, I think about the fact that that child could be kidnapped and what that child could go through. And I'd never be able to bear that. I don't think I would never be able to sleep. I tend to be a very protective lover that way of the people I care about. I don't think I'd be able to even blink. I think I'd go catatonic. It would either be that or freaking rage. You know what I mean? And lighting black candles, summoning demons, you know, like freaking the fuck out. It scares me the way our world is right now. I don't know if I could go every single day of my life just terrified for a child that could be kidnapped in a grocery store or just in our own hometown. We don't live in a safe world. COVID-19 is showing that to all of us. It's the truth. It's scary. It's unfair. And what's worse is the people that can do something about it, they're not. Anyways, that's been enough truth for today. I'm gonna go. 32 fucking minutes of me being my authentic self. Wow. Oh, it's truly been a pleasure, you guys. And yeah, to our future, right?